Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Here's a little success in America wisdom now. You study really hard in school. Yes, you can become valedictorian of North Miami Senior High School. You can get accepted to Dartmouth College. And one more thing, get out of here. No Dartmouth. Go back to where you came from at age four. You can't study and good grade yourself out of the fact that you are an illegal. That's the story, quite literally, of Daniela Pelaez, who emigrated here with her parents from Colombia when she was 4 years old. When her family's visas expired, her parents decided to stay in the country and raise their children here illegally in February, 14 years after settling here, and in the midst of all her academic success, a judge issued an order for Daniela to leave the country. After petitions and public outcry, the Obama administration decided to defer action on the case for 2 years. She can go to college. But in the meantime, Daniela is advocating for a bill to keep people like her here in the United States. The bill is called the Studying Towards Adjusted Residency Status Act, or STARS. Daniela joins us from Miami. Welcome to the program, Daniela.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And congratulations on all your success and, dodging the bullet here.
Thank you.
She joins us on the program along with her attorney, Naira Schaefer. Naira, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
So, Daniela, did I pretty much get your story right? It sounds like the shoe finally dropped the moment you were valedictorian.
That pretty much summed it up.
Now, did you worry when you were in middle school or a sixth grader, as you kept turning in those good report cards, that at a certain point, a judge could make a ruling like this? Did your parents warn you, anything like that?
Right. I mean, we always knew, and I always had it in the back of my mind, but I decided to just continue on with my studies because, I love being a student, so I decided to have faith and just keep on going.
And why did you choose Dartmouth?
Dartmouth, the main thing I fell about in love with it was the community. Anytime I would visit or call the admissions office, it was always just everybody friendly, the students that go there, and it's awesome. And their medical program is great.
So you want to be a doctor?
Yeah, I want to be a cardiothoracic surgeon.
All right, that's Daniela Pelaez, valedictorian of North Miami High School, with all kinds of ambitions there, as you can hear. Naira Schaefer, who is Daniela Pelaez's attorney, here's an irony. I mean, you've got a great community there in North Miami. She obviously excelled in her school, is greeted with open arms by the people up there in Dartmouth. Obviously, she is someone with a lot of potential, someone worth investing in. Yet, in legal terms, it's get out of here.
Yes. Yes, it is very unfortunate, and it is not only worth it to invest in, we have invested in these children. In her example particularly, she's been here since she's four, so basically our tax money have paid for her education since she was in elementary, basically. And there are thousands of kids in her position, not only in Florida and in North Miami, but throughout the nation. So it is very sad. It's a situation that we have to face, and we believe that a case-by-case approach is unsustainable. Daniela was very lucky to get the reprieve. It is very hard to get it. That's the reality that we immigration attorneys everywhere in the country face every day.
All right. So, Naira, let me just ask you a question. Now, you know very well as a lawyer that it doesn't matter how many tax dollars she's paid since she was 4 years old to her parents. You can't buy yourself immigration status with the tax dollars. Here's a statement from Ira Melman, who's a spokesperson for the Federation for American Immigration Policy, reacting to the idea of this STARS Act.
What it says is, don't come to the United States illegally, but if you do and you bring your kids will be rewarded. We are simply inviting more people to violate the law. What we have to do is make it very, very clear to people that you are not going to benefit by violating the law. That's a basic principle that we use throughout law enforcement. That's how we get people to comply with civil laws.
Daniela Pelaez, you're the advocate for this STARS Act. How would you respond to Ira Melman, anti-immigration, or at least a conservative immigration advocate himself?
well, I mean, all of these kids and myself included, we've been here practically all of our lives. This is the only home we know, you know, and we didn't come here based on our decisions. We came and we did whatever our parents wanted us to do, and I don't feel like it. We should take the blame for it, especially if we're trying to be productive citizens of America.
This is a tough question, but should your parents be held accountable? Is it their decision that we should be concerned about? Should they pay some price for your success?
Right. I mean, well, that situation, all of it can be tricky because, like, you can't blame your parents for wanting to have a better future for you, you know? But at the same time, you do have to hold them accountable for what they did all those years ago. But at the same time, you know, they were just thinking about our future. And that's why immigration reform has been so tricky.
How would you hold them accountable?
I don't even know. I couldn't even begin to tell you.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I mean, as an Anglo here in the United States, I mean, if my parents, for instance, lost their jobs and got kicked out of our house, I would feel very vulnerable and threatened, but I would probably not be inclined to want to punish them. I'd be more inclined to be loyal to them. Naira Schaefer, what's the sort of legal recourse here?
Well, I would disagree that this is opening up the doors for illegal immigration. The way we see it is a more fair and balanced compromise from both parties. It's been a long time since an immigration reform was passed or anything of any kind. So this actually opens up the door for a discussion and to benefit a small group of people, young adults like Daniela. It is not favoring their parents. It is favoring specifically targeting those young adults that came here at no fault of their own. So I believe the focus should be on that rather than anything else.
What do you say, Daniela, to your friends at North Miami High School who aren't valedictorians, who maybe aren't getting good grades at all, have similar situation as you, and realize that, you know, they don't have, I mean, if it's tough for you, they have no chance whatsoever. You wouldn't advocate only allowing the valedictorians to stay in the United States, would you?
Oh, right, of course. I'm not at all advocating only for the valedictorians. I am, you know, advocating for students who are trying their best at school, who are able to complete high school. And now, you know, the requirements and with guidance counselors, it is really possible if you try. And I guess that's why I'm advocating for the bill, because if you try hard enough and you continue and you're motivated, then you can get into a college, even if it's a community college. Education is education no matter where. So that's what I'm advocating for, students who want to try.
But aren't there some students who this is going to be way too much pressure? I mean, who knows the circumstances of why they're here in the United States illegally? If you put their status in the U.S. completely determining their grades, I mean, that's a lot of pressure. I mean, you can handle it, obviously, but not everybody can.
I mean, it is a lot of pressure, but it's the best we can do at this time. And, you know, like my attorney said, there isn't any other type of bill or law for immigration reform at this moment. So if that's the best we're going to get, then, you know, we have to excel and show those Americans who are anti-immigrant that we do deserve to be here.
Daniela, you sure you want to be a doctor now, not a lawyer?
No, I'm positive I want to be a doctor.
All right, so Naira Schaefer, you know, this is tough because in a sense this STARS law would set up a sort of a discriminatory classification of people who do well in school versus people who don't, where the law really should recognize all of them or you enforce equally against all of them.
Well, I would disagree. I don't think it's discriminatory. I think it is filled with a number of requirements, and they have to be met. If these children now, they're becoming adults, they really want to stay here, well, I mean, somehow they have to deserve it. They have to earn it. They have already somehow. But I don't think the bill is discriminatory. I think it's filled with requirements, and they have to be met.
And this is now, where is this in the federal? Is this being introduced in the House
yes.
and Senate?
It has been already submitted to the House of Representatives, and then from here it should be heard by the Immigration Committee. Chairman Lamar Smith is the one who decides
All
whether
right.
a bill is heard or not.
We
so
will,
it is in that stage.
We will follow it. Then Naira Schaefer is Daniela Pelaya's attorney. Daniela, good luck at Dartmouth.
Thank you very much.
Daniela Pelaez is at the valedictorian of North Miami High School, and she was told by a judge she had to leave the country because she's here illegally, but got a reprieve, at least long enough for her to go to college. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.